My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're following the Brandon Ayuk stuff. As best we can, anyway. There's a lot going on here. It seems that the New England Patriots, if you're just joining us, the New England Patriots and the Cleveland Browns, it's down to two for Brandon Ayuk, and it's up to him. It's the ball is in his court, according to Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area, California, that it would be up to him.
Well, if the ball is in his court, we should make this obvious, right, that then that would mean that whatever deal the Browns would be offering him would probably be less than what the 49ers would be offering, right? Forget about the offers to the 49ers. That's not even what I'm talking about here, because if the 49ers are down to considering either the Browns or the Patriots, that means the Patriots have a better offer, because there's no other comparison. It's not like, oh, I'd rather live in New England than Cleveland. No, we're not even – that's not even part of the discussion. I mean, he wants to get paid, and he wants to get paid big.
Yeah.
And, you know, Justin Jefferson got paid, was he at $35 million a year? Ayuk was offered allegedly $25 million from the 49ers in that range, which means they'd probably go up. If they said 25, they'd probably go up to like 27. Well, then the Browns have to be offering what to make this worthwhile?
Take your guess.
And then what would the Patriots be willing to offer to even get in the sweepstakes of trying to convince him to go to New England, a team that is in a total
no
rebuild.
Idea. It's hard to get out of Belichick mode there and understand that this is Gerard Mayo. This is now a rookie quarterback. It's a new era. Like, it's hard to get out of that mode of, well, Belichick's going to do this, that, and the other. Right? For standard media and guys who don't cover him every day, it's difficult to do it. But I say, as much as I'd love to see Pony writhe, is that I can't discount that there could be a possibility that that the Pittsburgh Steelers are lurking out there somewhere and could possibly bring him in.
Yeah, there was a report overnight that the Steelers are now out. That after yesterday, there was a ton of buzz that the Steelers were at the goal line, as our good friend Andrew Filippone would say.
We didn't say it, did we?
No, he said.
Okay. There's also news coming out today, folks, that a Neotrans blog, now their website's gone down because it's been overloaded with people checking it.
Yeah.
That the Cleveland Browns, and again, this is according to their sources, they've agreed to a $3.6 billion stadium and development deal that's going to be revealed in Brook Park. So it would be the stadium, it would be hotels, entertainment, restaurants, shopping, the whole deal would be right there in Brook Park. Because you and I bandied about it yesterday. You thought it was a pretty good point. You go, the days of the Greenbrier have to be numbered here over the next how many years? Because if you're building this big area with the Browns over in Middleburg Heights slash Berea. Well, it's all Berea, not Middleburg Heights. If you're doing it all in Berea, then really, do you really want to have to leave the Greenbrier and give up all that? I know what Kevin Stefanski would say. He would probably say, go to the Greenbrier and get yourself secluded. But I think the Browns would say, well, we didn't just build this thing for nothing. We could sell that. And you also have this land that's very, very close to the state, very, very close to the team headquarters. If it's very, very close, then you would have people being able to stay there. They'd be able to make a trip out of it. You have all these dates. Say you have all these open dates for training camp when you come back home when this is all done. I have not just the training camp that you can go to. Hopefully they would leave it for free. Not just the training camp you would go to. There's all these things that you and your family can do. I mean, you'd almost make it a football amusement park in its own way. So there would be, it would be hard to get away from that. From what I was able to read before the website went down, it would be half funded by them, and then they would get it back, and they would pay the rest off in tax. Is that correct? Over the course of time?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the big pitch, is that they're going to tell you that this project pays for itself, which is which is a lot of what the language typically is in these types of projects.
So is this an idea that you would like?
Yeah, I mean, done deal. Like, what reason at this point? Now, once we found out there were no competing sites in Cleveland for a dome or retractable roof, but at this point we're just down to domes. Once that was out the window, that they couldn't secure enough land anywhere in Cleveland because of the holdouts, and you can imagine there were a lot of people that were probably like looking at this as, oh, what could I extract from the Haslams to give up my land? Once that went out the window, then a sweetheart deal in Brook Park made a lot more sense because it's not far. They're going to expand the public transit, the RTA, the Rapids. There's going to be a huge expansion to where if you live downtown or whatever downtown, you can just get on over to Tower City.
Could we talk about that tube thing again from Cleveland to Chicago? Can we do the Hyperloop from downtown to Brook Park?
Yeah, what, in 30 seconds and you get whiplash?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I'm here. Okay.
Cleveland into Chicago in 15 minutes.
I was just concussed. I think at this point that the writing was on the wall, that just rehabilitating that facility, the sunken money every single year that had gone a lot greater than anticipated. Mm-hmm. Each and every year we were hearing about capital improvements and just upkeep maintenance was going to be in the millions every single year. A bunch of people were at SummerSlam that came from all over the country. I did some searches on Twitter. People were just making it seem like this was an 80-year-old stadium on the lakefront. The enormous amount of profit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Problems. that were popping up. It was just over.
Well, these type of things have been held in newer stadiums. You know, you got Ford Field's a newer stadium. These people who are big-time wrestling fans, it's almost like they tour with Dave Matthews. Like the same people that tour with Dave Matthews. They were at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah, they were at Levi Stadium for WrestleMania. They were at all these places. And all these are newer facilities. And that means that all these places, I mean, structurally, there's only so much you can do with Brown Stadium because of the era that it was built. So if there's only so much you can do, then yeah, there's going to be times where if you get up to go get something to drink or something to eat, you're going to miss some of this because it's a different layout and it's a different structure of what they were able to find just afterwards. It's one of the things that we kind of deal with Progressive Field. Even though Progressive Field's obviously an extremely nice facility, there's a lot of places apparently that are very, very open, and there's only certain few open places that we can provide because of where it was built there when you go to the concourse. 216-474-0092. Yeah, over time, when we first started to bandy this about 5 years ago, I'm going to get back to Brandon Ayuk here in a second. When we started to bandy this about 5 years ago, it was, God, I got to tell you, Tone, it was probably, and even further than that, it was probably 90% anti-roof. You know, it was probably 90%. I got to tell you, I was one of the Norman Rockwell painting people like that. The only thing I ask now, and it's not even a big deal, and it's not like I'm going to get what I want in the long run anyway, and I'm going to accept what they have, and that's what it's going to be. I just don't want it to be another version of Allegiant Stadium like I see all these mock-ups with all these other stadiums, like Kansas City Stadium. A couple of other ones are talking where it looks like on the inside they're going, guys, this is just Allegiant Stadium in a different place. Like, I don't want that to be the case. I don't want to turn it into another cookie-cutter thing. I think you got something that's unique over in Indianapolis. You got something that's unique up in Minnesota. You have something that's unique in Detroit. I'd kind of like my own type of deal there. I mean, we have enough creative people in this world, we can kind of come up with something different. Like, we can come up with something different and creative when it comes to Brandon Ayuk. 216-474-0092. Do you think the Browns need to be careful here? This is a very... Are we treading dangerous water from your old days at WTOP?
I just never thought this was truly going to be possible considering he wanted to be one of the highest paid wide receivers in football. Now, he, you know, production-wise, I mean, he has been... Last year was absurd. Last year was insanely good. And he's not just really the speedster that you might think he is, but he is technically incredible.
Well, reading Barnwell, he was comparing just him and Deebo Samuel. Deebo is the yards after catch guy. He's mm-hmm. the big run guy. He said the routes, though, are no hands down.
They're perfect.
Ayuk was the better guy there.
They're perfect. And, you know, his first 2 years into the league in their system, I know he was injured his rookie year, but it was like, all right, well, whatever, you know, late first round pick. He had been, you know, a good player. But remember, you know, they were coming off a Super Bowl in 2019. He gets drafted in 2020, yeah, late in the first round. Last 2 years, he's really stepped up production. I mean, 78 catches, 75 catches. And then last year, I mean, 1,300 yards. He had 7 touchdowns. He was really good, and he's young. I mean, obviously, he's 26 years old. So that's what's appetizing there, knowing that Amari Cooper, you know, when we're comparing him to who our number one is right now, I mean, that's a no-brainer if you can go from a guy that's, you know, going to be on the other side of 30 to somebody at his age. Now, the question is, can you make him one of the highest-paid wide receivers in football?
If you're trading for him, how could you not? You don't make this trade.
Obviously,
you have to do it.
No, obviously, they're on board with that. The question is, where does that money come from? What other salary cap moves are we talking about? Because you can't have 10 guys on your team be all top five highest paid.
That's what I'm saying. Do you understand why I talk about the salary cap in the way I do? All I keep hearing about is how San Francisco's up against the cap. Yep. And I'm going, how would we not be up against the cap to make this deal?
Yeah, now the 49ers... Well,
make it make financial sense.
They were like 2-3 years ahead of us because they've been good. They've been Super Bowl level good. So what happens when you go to the Super Bowl? You got to pay everybody, and they are now paying the price of that.
Unless I just feel that if it works out, I will figure it out with other guys and it makes it easier because, okay, Deshaun Watson would be able to make it easier because then he will have played at a higher level, which we've spoken about many times. Ayuk helping him play at a higher level would make that worth its while. You'd have to trim the fat somewhere, or if it doesn't work out, you would just liquidate everything and get the picks back and be able to cut salary that way.
I saw somebody say, well, this would mean you have to extend Deshaun Watson and throw his money out over time. And, you know, that's a precarious situation considering we got one good half out of Deshaun Watson that people remember last year.
That's going to put a hell of a lot more pressure on him than there's already been. 216-474-0092, 745. Smoke him if you got him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!